drought, diseased crops, a plague of locusts, or simply a failed harvest. This area of the world has always teetered on a delicately balanced ecology. If rains come at the wrong time, crops yield little produce. As a newcomer, Abram may not have known how frequently food became scarce in this region. Having come from a part of the world known as the Fertile Crescent, he may have expected lush grass for his flocks along with bumper crops of wheat and barley. Compared to the land on the banks of the Euphrates, the Negev looked like a wasteland. For Abram, this season of hunger represented a major test. The famine carried a sobering, unspoken message from the Lord. In all your praying and altar building, Abram, let me reveal the true depth of your faith. This difficulty will show how little you trust me to provide for your needs now that circumstances have turned against you, and the only thing you find in abundance is hunger. While God didn't cause the famine, he certainly used it as an instrument in the development of Abram's faith. You can expect more than one divine test in your own faith journey, but God doesn't use difficult circumstances to find out what we'll do. He doesn't test us to observe our response of faith. He already knows us better than we know ourselves, and he already knows what the future holds. He uses tests to reveal us to ourselves. He often uses a test at the beginning of a lesson to show us where we need improvement. A season of learning often follows. A divine test usually exposes what might be called our default response to crisis. Everyone has a default response when confronted with a challenge to his or her faith. It starts as a self-preservation reflex. We then learn to cultivate this natural reflex into a strength. In time, we learn to respond to stress with expert agility without even thinking. And before we know it, we have a full-blown coping mechanism that takes over, keeping us from trusting in God. For Abram, it was deception, lying. He didn't tell untruths to people to cheat them or to gain an unfair advantage. He fibbed to save his own skin. It seemed he had gained an ability to spin believable falsehoods in the past, and in time he became an expert. Abram failed his first test when he rushed down to Egypt instead of seeking God's counsel. Until the famine, he had talked to God and built altars to memorialize his relationship with the Almighty. Once the severe famine struck, however, we hear no more prayers. We see no more altars. Rather than seeking God's instruction, Abram made a beeline for where caravan merchants said he could find food in abundance. F.B. Meyer describes the literary and symbolic meaning of Egypt in biblical literature. Abram's choice of destination has far-reaching theological implications. In the figurative language of Scripture, Egypt stands for an alliance with the world. Abraham acted simply on his own judgment. He looked at his difficulties and became paralyzed with fear. He grasped